Welcome to the Jubilee Plus podcast.
In today's episode in our 'Tis Mercy All series, Natalie Williams reflects on how memorising scripture has caused her to fix her mind more deeply on the mercy of God.
I want to talk briefly about something that I reckon is probably obvious to the vast majority of Christians, but I have been very slow on the uptake. About a year ago, I was really struggling actually with just thought patterns that I couldn't seem to break out of. So really like fixating my thoughts on a particular circumstance, playing it over and over and over in my head. And many of us do this, don't we? Obviously not all of us, but for some of us, we can get just stuck in ruts of particular thought patterns, whether we're fixating on something we're worried about, or fixating on a relationship or someone we're worried about, or someone we wish we could change and we can't. Or maybe it's fixating on money or food or work. Where does your mind go when, you know, you're in the shower, or you're driving, or you're falling asleep at night, or first thing when you wake up in the morning? Kind of those times where you're not doing anything and you're not talking to anyone. My mind was just in a habit about a year or so ago, always going to the same place, and I was finding it really, really frustrating. I was trying to, you know, be a good Christian, take my thoughts captive and all that, and I just was finding that my mind, when kind of left to its own devices, you know, when I wasn't kind of consciously trying to bring it somewhere else, my mind was wandering to overanalyzing the same situation, the same thing over and over and over again. And obviously that was completely fruitless, but maybe not obviously, but for me it was a situation that was in the past. There was nothing I could do about it. It was just, yeah, just going over it for no real purpose and to no real end, and then getting really annoyed with myself. I just couldn't stop. And so about a year ago, I was talking to my counselor about this, and he said, memorize a psalm. And I was like, all right. And he just said, memorize a psalm, because as you start to think about this particular thing, just start memorizing your psalm, start reciting it out loud. He's like, your brain won't be able to do both things at once. Your brain won't be able to keep coming back to the same place. Now, of course, you can get distracted from reciting a psalm and your mind does go back to the same place. But actually, he was like, if you train your mind to do this, then actually you'll find you will be veered away from those things that you are fixating on, those thoughts that, you know, are kind of plaguing you in a sense. And so I talked to a friend about it, and we decided together, we had very different things we were fixating on, but we decided together that we would try and do this. And so about a year ago, I started memorizing scripture. Now, I know there'll be loads of you who are listening to this who are like, yeah, Nat, like, that's something you probably should have been doing for years. I've been a Christian for 30 years now, and you'd think that memorizing scripture would be a really obvious habit to have got into. I just never have. I know friends who grew up in church who memorized scripture in their kids' work, in their Sunday schools and things like that. And so for them, actually memorizing scripture is much more of a lifelong habit. But for me, coming to faith, you know, in my mid-teens, actually, I never really got into the habit of memorizing the Bible. So for the last year, I have been memorizing scripture. And, you know, once I learned one psalm, I moved on to another. And my friend and I have been doing this now. We've been getting to more difficult psalms in that they're just longer. So we started on the 1st of February trying to learn off by heart Psalm 139. Took me 2 months. She was a bit quicker than me, which actually really helps me because I'm competitive. So this has been a really helpful thing to do it with someone else. But yeah, memorizing Psalm 139. So why am I talking about this on a Monday Mercy? Just because I've found, it's probably pretty obvious, but that this has been a great source of accessing the mercy of God for me. You know, I already knew Psalm 139 pretty well, but some of the words in it have become so precious to me as the day by day reciting of it for, 3 months now, February, March, April into mid-May. So almost 4 months, that reciting of the same words over and over again has just, it's been like kneading it deep into my heart, working it into the depth of my being. So now words like, you're acquainted with all my ways. Well, do you know what? For a long time, I've been really happy that God knows me inside and out, and there's no surprises for him with me. But suddenly to know he's acquainted with all my ways, all my weird little habits, all the things that bring my heart joy and the things that make it sad, all the depths of my heart, the very crevices, the center of it, the ways I think, the things that when they happen make my heart sink or make my heart soar. He's acquainted with all my ways. And there've been many such lines which have just kind of come to me from the Psalms with fresh clarity, with fresh depth, with fresh insight, and become very precious and beautiful to me. And so I just wanted to share that this morning. It may be that there are some of you out there who have not got into this habit, who like me are a bit slow on the uptake. Maybe you didn't grow up in church and so you've not really got why this matters. So it's funny because obviously when I started, it wasn't even really about getting to know God deeper. It was just about distracting myself from thoughts that were bothering me. And now, having done it for almost a year with a few different psalms now, I'm finding that actually it's become almost automatic. So one thing, like when I get in the shower, I find that I start reciting Psalm 139 without even thinking about it, because that's just become my daily habit. Those times and places where my mind would wander, now it wanders to the Psalms and the scriptures, which is just wonderful and obvious, but I hope that will bless some of you today.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode in our Tis Mercy All series. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review. And if you'd like to find out more about the work of Jubilee Plus, visit jubilee-plus.org or follow the link in our show notes. Underneath the shelter of your wings, underneath the shelter of